Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS online program, which Forbes has stated helps entrepreneurs become professional speakers. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com.
Our next guest for our Gifters Podcast is Basila Okoko. Basila is a serial entrepreneur, a speaker, a mentor, and a global brand ambassador. Basila, thanks so much for being on Gifters Podcast, where your story is gift to the world.
Thank you so much, Chris.
I just love this podcast because we get to meet people from all around the world. I just spoke to someone from Australia yesterday and from Germany, and your name, I was saying before the interview, is just so unique. Where are you originally from?
I was born in Spain from African parents. My parents come from Equatorial Guinea, which is located in West Central Africa. And I've been living in New York for 18 years, which made me a tricultural person.
That's amazing. And how do you feel that your upbringing has allowed you to be the shining entrepreneur that you are now, especially as a global brand ambassador?
Well, my parents are immigrants in Spain. And in the 70s, when I was born, there was not black people in the city where I was born, which is Valencia. And I think that shaped me like an entrepreneur because I was to always be make a difference because I was different from the other kids in the class. So I got used to really to embrace my uniqueness. And I think that was essential to my path, and also being open and understanding different cultures because my parents are African. So I have to change sometimes from their traditions and the way that things work in Africa with the way that work in Europe. And I studied also in the UK, and then I came to the United States. So that made me a global person and being able to be very open to other cultures and accepting other people. And I think that is also part of who I am.
That's great. It's so interesting that you just mentioned that. You said, I was different and therefore I wanted to make a difference. And similar to me, I was born and raised in New York, and most of my friends were white growing up. I was one of the few Asian kids, and my parents immigrated from Hong Kong. So it's interesting that you have that perspective, because I've never heard it said that way, meaning I was different, therefore I want to make a difference. And really, as you're talking, every entrepreneur wants to find solutions for someone's problem. Every entrepreneur needs to find things outside their comfort level. And in your case, literally from your upbringing, whether your parents coming from Africa, going into Europe and Spain, and then you going to UK, it's just fascinating that your life journey allows you to see things that no one else could see. Because let's say you were born and raised in Spain, or you were born and raised in Africa, and you only stayed there, we could still be having the same call, but it would be different because your perspective would be different, shaped by your experiences. And in this case, you've had so many more global experiences. And when you present yourself as a global brand ambassador, what does that mean, and how do you help people with that? Because branding is such an important thing for businesses and entrepreneurs. What does the global ambassador mean for you, and how do you help your clients with that?
That's a very interesting question. I worked during 12 years helping corporations from Europe to make business in the United States. And I was the head of the Spain US Chamber of Commerce, based and located in New York, even though we have another offices around the United States. And when I finished that tenureship in the Spain US Chamber of Commerce, I realized that I love to really help people to market themselves in foreign markets. So even though that I'm not in the diplomatic world, I still was an ambassador. And I started working before with companies who work from Spain to the United States, but then because of my African background, I made a commitment to really understand the African market of business. So then I also work a lot with Latin America because we created the Latin American Chamber of Commerce and the European Chamber of Commerce. So because of Spain being able to move in the European Union, because it's part of the European Union, and at the same time we share language and culture with Latin America, that gave me a very huge scope of the business arena around the world. So companies are starting to ask me to help them first in the United States, but then they said, wow, we heard that Africa could be very exciting, but we have no idea about how things work there. So I started helping them also to open doors in Africa. And then people saw that I also was going a lot to Mexico, to Colombia, to Brazil, and then I started also helping them and connecting them with people and open doors for them. So that's how I became the global ambassador.
pretty cool story there.
I decided to call my company the C-Level Coco Embassy Services because of that.
Wow, that's a very inspiring story. So I'm curious, on a very broad stroke perspective, because some of our clients perhaps want to break into the Latin American market or the Spanish or European market or the African market. So I'm just curious, what are some things you would suggest? Let's say a Spanish company comes to the US. What are some things you would suggest for them to come promote and market better in the US?
I think persistence is key. A lot of companies, because they are successful in the local markets, they believe that the same magic touch is going to work in another market. And another thing that people don't understand is the culture of business, how it works. And they have to make a lot of adapting to the market, become extremely flexible. I do believe that it's very good to make your due diligence and be prepared financially and also understand how the legal system and the accountancy system works. I have seen a lot of companies make mistakes when they make their budgets and they don't know and understand how the market works. One of the things that I always advise to people is that before you start making business in the United States, you definitely have to work with a lawyer and with an accountant. You need to understand the IRS system and the taxation system, because a lot of people make mistakes with the numbers, trying to balance between the earnings and the losses in the market. Also, you have to make planning to 3 and 5 years. As Spanish people, we always thinking that just in 3 months we could make the magic and start selling all our products, and you're gonna be in the port with containers every month.
Yeah.
And they try to do that in 3 months, and that's what they request for me to do, and I definitely cannot do that magic. But I suggest to people to persist and be making plans for 3 and 5 years, because also the market wants to know that you are serious about it, that this is not just a one time thing, that you're really here to stay. And also you need to find the right partnerships. You cannot do this alone. So the best is to be guided and find the partner for you. And to find a partner is like to find love. Sometimes you need to kiss a lot of frogs until you find the prince.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of frogs in America.
Distributors, your agents, you just have to be here, coming very often, or to partner with someone who is located here and could be your eyes and your ears in the market.
That's you. That's great. That's a great service you provide. We have a few minutes left. What about for Latin America and Africa? Just one point, though. What's one point that people should understand about Latin America and one point people should understand about Africa relative to business?
One thing about Latin America is that Latin Americans are so sweet, and they always want to tell you yes. So be careful with that, yes. Also, be careful with the ahorita, now, just now, because ahorita might mean 3 months, might mean 6 months. So when they tell you that they're going to do something, it might take long. And because this is a very relaxed market, they're very sweet people, and they always tell you yes, because in the culture, they don't want to say no. So it's not like the American market that they, if you're not interested in something, particularly in New York, it's just like, no. This doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
They will always tell you, yes, we're going to look into it, and you might end up really waiting. About Africa, you definitely have to make business with the heart. Mostly it works with all the cultures, but in Africa, it's a relationship of trust. And also because the relationship between business and the government is not, the economy systems is not separate from the government. So you really need to have many contacts inside of the government for that business to carry on in the right direction. Also, you need to be careful with the commissions and the people and the middlemen. So that's one thing that we try to avoid and use our connections and have a more direct line with the businesses, because you might be burned by that. So this is two things that by my experiences, it's good to have it into account.
Yeah, now let's circle all the way back to Europe where you grew up. What's one, if let's say an American company wants to work in Europe, and I know obviously Europe is so many countries, but let's just focus on Spain. If there's a US-based company listening to this call, they want to break into the Spanish market, what's one suggestion you have for them? That's how we'll end our podcast today.
In the Spanish market, like most of the European markets, you really need to have the person who helps you to introduce. In Spain, you need to have that kind of person who people trust. And basically, you need to break bread with people. You see, we are known by having 4 hours lunch or dinners that start at 10 o'clock in the night and you don't know when they finish. But the Spaniards, they like to know who you are before you make business with them. So they like to ask you questions about your family, when you take vacations. They like to know if you're married. So they really feel that they could make the connection if you have, you serve values. So that's one thing that is very important in Spain. Also, they don't like aggressivity when it comes to business. Things have to flow in a very organic way. Americans sometimes are very direct and they will skip with bullet points. Spaniards, they like circling. They like to really feel good after 3 hours, 4 hours meal, then with the cognac and with a big cigar. Then the business starts. That's when we do the business. So that's one thing about Spain. And you need to be very flexible and you need to be a little bit in a party mindset. they like people who are fun.
That's amazing. You know, Basila, I feel like our listeners today had a United Nations perspective, and it's one of my favorite podcast interviews because you bring so much breadth and substance and perspective. So thanks so much for being on our Gifters podcast, Basila. How can our guests stay in touch with you?
Well, I am everywhere. They just could just Google me, and I'm also in all the social media platforms at Basila Bococo. So easy.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on our podcast. Have a great day, Basila.
Thank you so much, Chris. I really, really appreciate that you have me here.
Bye.